Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Lots of great ideas here on the Good Day program every single day. Your ideas, our ideas. There's no dumb, the only dumb question is the one that hasn't been asked. So you got questions? Share them with us at 855-999-DOUG. The Good News Department today has story of a mother who became pregnant while she was already pregnant. Ah, yes.
So whoever said you, it's a good thing you can't get pregnant when you're already pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
This apparently is a very fertile mother. She was very happy, actually, when she discovered that she was pregnant again. She was already pregnant. She conceived her twins 28 days apart. This has got to be something for the record books. Lady's name is Sophie Small. She conceived Holly and Darcy a month apart because of a rare phenom known as superfetation. Sounds like something one of my cows would have. A new pregnancy occurs after the first one. Her husband, who's an accountant, they have a six-year-old already. His name is Oscar. What a great name for a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy, right? Oscar, like Jasper, my other grandson. Anyway, they were trying for another baby after they'd had, it has been 6 years. She's 30 years old. She had an inkling that she was pregnant, but they decided to keep, it's so much fun
to
keep trying. Let's keep trying. It's fun.
Yeah, well,
right?
You can only get pregnant once at a time, so. Not so much.
She's a swimming instructor and said she was thrilled when she took the pregnancy test, discovered it was positive, and she got pretty sick. That's happened. How were you when you were carrying Mac? Were you okay?
I was so sick. No, I was not okay. It was, yeah. I was very sick. It was a very difficult pregnancy. But the thing with most twins, they typically don't make it to term. Any kind of multiples don't necessarily make it full term.
Yeah.
And but they got pretty close. So the one baby that was conceived first, Holly, was born at 36 weeks. And then Darcy, who was born at the same time, was a 32-week baby.
Mm.
So they still made it pretty
well,
much
close
enough.
Well, one of them weighed
enough.
4 pounds. The other weighed 6 pounds.
Well, and and Holly is considered, I think, full, or no, it's considered full term by 37 weeks. And pregnancies go up to 40 weeks. And so 36 weeks was pretty close. 32 weeks, not too far off. Still third
trimester.
I'm guessing
that she was in pretty good shape, given what she did for a living. So that probably helped her a little bit, right? Wouldn't you think somebody who's in really good physical shape would be able to make it through this a little easier? Is that Daisy snoring in the background?
It is, yeah.
Good for her. I love him. When I hear her, it reminds me of Charlotte, who, those of you who listened to me for a long, long time, remember my darling Charlotte Ann, who sat in the chair in my old house, and she would snore, and Jennifer would go wild, hooting and hollering as she listened to. That was her commentary on the program. So,
well, and I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's one day a week where she's really sawing logs. Today's that day.
It's okay. It's perfect. In fact, here's the guy in the one of the roughest parts of Los Angeles. See, this is what, if Jennifer Horn were here, she'd be talking about this because she did it on her program. And this is a great conversation to be having, but we get lost in all this other stuff. This isn't a criticism. It just is, there's a lot more going on in this big wide world of ours. The guy who owned a convenience store happened to be a Sikh. And he was robbed. Guy comes into the store with a gun. And so this guy goes after the robber, beats him over the head with a stick. He keeps him from robbing his store, and yet the guy who owns the store is in trouble instead of the guy who came in with a gun that was going to rob him. What kind of a world looks at stuff like that? And why isn't everybody talking about that? The fact that he was a Sikh seems to enter into it in some way, shape, or form.
Do you really mean what you just said?
Which
everybody in the world talking about that? Can you imagine if today all people talked about was the Sikh who hit the guy over the head as he was running from the store as opposed to as he was entering the store?
The great Sikh cover-up.
No, but I get your point. But
we're going to change. You know, you've inspired me. Trump's indictment for trying to overturn the government of the United States is, we're not talking about
get
that.
Rid
Let's
of
talk
it.
About the Sikh robbery.
Well, how much more stuff can we say about Trump?
It isn't redundant.
He's the problem.
Gift that keeps on giving. The man doesn't stop.
But what's new? It's the same stuff. He says the same things all the time.
We're still talking about the Civil War, and people still celebrate Christmas. I mean, look at it. Some things go on for a very long time. That is not meant to be derogatory.
Hold on a second. Do you realize how fabulous that statement was you just made? Say, go back to that again.
I don't know if I want to.
You got it, folks, so you didn't, you know?
Yeah, that was fabulous.
That's a gemstone. James, make a copy of that for eternity. Will you please? That was a great Michaelism. Yeah, that was fabulous, man. That made the whole show worthwhile today. Okay, let's get to some good news. 23-year-old woman just set the challenge record for the fastest solo rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. She departed from the Canary Islands on the 10th of December. Her name is Miriam Payne. She rowed 59 days, 16 hours and 36 minutes before she arrived in Antigua. The extraordinary feat accomplished to raise money for a charity that focuses on the well-being of women in their body and their mind. So that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Imagine what her back and her arms must look like after all that rowing.
I'm usually like, let's not comment on other people's bodies, but that was my first thought too, Doug. Like, how
jacked the muscles,
her back muscles, her shoulder muscles.
Yep. Yeah. She had a problem, as you would imagine, sleep deprivation. How do you sleep when you're in a rowboat crossing the Atlantic Ocean? Thank you. She had hallucinations. She was hungry, ran out of food.
One had to battle strong winds. And she rowed to keep on pace to set the record for the female record. She had to row for 15 hours a day, every day.
Average temperature in the ocean, 86 degrees, where she, I would bet that she went, if she went down in Antigua, she probably followed there's a current that runs from the North Sea, north of England, down into Florida and south of there. And now I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, the current, she might have been in that. Probably helped her a little bit.
There was a moment where she was worried she wasn't going to set the record because she rode for 18 hours one day and made it less than 10 miles.
Yeah, right. So that is a problem in and of itself. It was sponsored by the Talisker Whiskey Company. It was their Atlantic Challenge, described as the toughest endurance event on Earth. All food, water, and other necessities had to be brought with her. There was nobody. Now, was there somebody following her in a trail boat? Because sometimes that happens when you're doing this sort of thing. You go out and you are doing the work, but there's somebody close by that helps you in case you get into trouble. So that would make some sense, I think, right? In this circumstance, rowing 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day, good God. Checking out the good news, here's a revolutionary treatment that could repair spinal cord injuries. Been developed by scientists, they're regrowing nerves, Jay, in paralyzed mice. And it happens over a couple of months. This, whatever they have put into the medication, it apparently triggers cells of long spindly parts where the nerves may be severed. They regenerate themselves. Apparently, this is pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And these treatments so far, they're showing well, and I'm sure that human trials will be next.
Have you ever known anybody? I've known people that have broken their backs, broken their necks,
mm-hmm.
and skiing accidents, for example, car accidents, that sort of stuff, falling off of ladders.
Yeah.
And the rehab is really awful. Sometimes you can, people have broken their necks. You know, you think when somebody breaks their neck, you're going to die because your neck, you know, is only the size of a quarter and all the stuff that goes from your brain to the rest of your body travels around your neck. So if that's miscombobulated, kind of like curtains, and I think it used to be that way. You know, they say if you break your neck, well, how do you know you've broken your neck? I guess is the question. But then if you do, you just don't move at all. Just stay still.
And sometimes it could be something that isn't a full-on break, and if you do move, then it could cause that even more. That's why they always say don't always move people if there is a victim of like a bad car accident or something, and just let medical help arrive. And that's why they always put that brace on you before they move you onto the stretcher to get you into the ambulance.
Keep you straight. Neural transmissions are the focus here. It's being done at the Imperial College in London, where they do a lot of this kind of research. And it is very important because there's a lot of spine cord injury in the world, and there's no cure really for it. So, you know, this is a way you have to have those electrical signals going from your brain to your body. That's when they don't, when you don't have the electrical impulses, that's when you get paralyzed. Or you are, the definition of being paralyzed is you're not getting any signals to help your body, as you've noticed probably, hopefully over the years when you have taken a good course in biology. You don't, when you're walking, do you think to yourself, wait a minute, now I have to put my left foot first, and then I put my right foot first?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't think of that.
You go
when you're going to eat your food, you have a fork in your hand, and your fork miraculously carries food to your mouth. You don't think about that, right? Well, if you don't have...
Subconsciously, at least,
No, right, exactly, subconsciously. Obviously, your brain is telling your hand to move, so you put the food in your mouth. But that's... When you get a spinal cord gap and there's no connection, you don't have any of that stuff. 300,000 people a year living with spinal cord injuries. Good Lord. Well, that's good. There's some good news, right? Doug Stefanik with my friend Elizabeth Miller. If you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. But there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach so that people can go in. Because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And, you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who will put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let's have a little inspiration, shall we, here, along with the perspiration. Jay and Doug at 23 after the hour with celebrity gossip from social media. That's what we do, you know, focus. I think social media, it's like that we, well, obviously we agree because we do it every day during this portion of every hour. So we think social media is significant. In fact, in the next half hour of the program, we're going to play a clip from last night's episode of Yellowstone. That addresses social media in about as poignant a way as I have ever heard. At any rate, Sofia Vergara is going public with, she has a divorce thing going on, and so she's talking about it. She's a very popular actress, very popular in a number of different ways. So let's find out how she's opening up. Does she give us too much information? You know, people in the public eye, celebrities sometimes go off on the deep end and think people really care. I suppose some people do. But what is the lesson that she would like us to take away from her experience? So we get to that after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so what should we take away from this, Jay? The Sofia Vergara, she's on America's Got Talent now, among other things, right?
Yeah.
But she's talking about
a very public divorce, as anybody who's in the public eye does. You can't, it's very difficult. A lot of people, celebrities who have gone through divorce and you don't find out about it until a year later, they've kept it very close. They've almost just separated and didn't even tell a lot of their closest friends and family members just to kind of get past that phase, that first initial separating, and then once they kind of come out about it, it's like, okay, well, we've already separated. We're already done. We've already been through all of this. Say what you want, and Sofia Vergara is saying that the media was actually really kind about it. She expected there to be a little bit of a whirlwind with the news and about her divorce over the past summer, but at the same time, the news media was very respectful in giving them their privacy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, is this much ado about nothing, or is it, what's the lesson here? What do we learn? What's the value of her other than telling a story?
Celebrities are human, too, and they go through things. Unfortunately, we get to go through things in private where they can't.
Hmm. So this is the entertainment news media, the extra, extra, and Inside Edition and TMZ and all of these gossip hounds that are trying to make hay out of something that obviously they're able to because they have a lot of listeners and a lot of viewers, and they sell a lot of advertising, and therefore they make a lot of money at the, in this circumstance, at the behest of somebody who's going through something that's problematic. Just because they've chosen to make their lives, their career out of acting, and so they're in the public eye, I think there's something pretty specious about that and pretty negative in terms of the human condition. But that's just me. I wouldn't want to go through all of that stuff, frankly. But that's me. We're all different. So here we have the focus, and we spent time on it. So we went along with the program. 28 after here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. We've got, this is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Fine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Winter weather is continuing to impact flights across the country. According to flight tracker FlightAware, there were over 2,800 flights that were canceled on Monday, with over 7,900 flights delayed. Chicago Midway, Chicago O'Hare, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Denver International Airports were among the most that were impacted. This as governors across the country, including Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear, are calling up the National Guard to assist travelers.
The National Guard is currently deploying personnel and equipment to armories located near travel corridors that either have been or we think will be significantly impacted.
Former President Trump has won the Iowa caucus. The former president will now take a lion's share of the state's 40 delegates. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Proven fact number one, a good day program feels good. If you don't want to feel good, don't listen. You want to feel good? Stick around for more of that good feeling on the good day program. Were we talking about on the air, off the air, the movie that I watched, the vampire movie?
That was off the air, but let's bring it on the air. Yeah, you saw Twilight for the first time.
And I didn't... I didn't know what I was getting into when I started watching it, but it was this, as Jay will tell you, and James was right there, both of them knew what I was talking about when the first sentence came out of my mouth. And so the people, it was when What's-Her-Face was younger, all of them, Anna Kendrick's was young.
Anna Kendrick, that was like one of her first things on the scene where nobody really knew who she was.
Right, yeah. But it was a weird movie. Weird.
Great. I love how it looks aesthetically, all those blue, blue tones and moody. And they did a great job with it.
But there's something to it. It's the imagination that people have and how they tell stories, I think, as much as anything else. There's some really good stories around. I said this about watching the movie that's out now called Missing. I saw that over the weekend. When I go to California, I see all of this stuff. I don't do any of it here when I'm back on the farm. But I saw that movie,
And I thought the story was very, very good. You know that Spanish actor who is often a bad guy, but you know him. I can't remember his name, but you recognize him. He's in every movie that has anything to do with Spanish influencers. He's normally a bad guy, but not always. In this movie, he's not. The woman who plays the mother is a well-known actress whose name escapes me. I want to say Nia Long. But at any rate, the youngster who is, the cog in the wheel here is the same young lady who plays the daughter on The Enforcer. Not The Enforcer. The, what's the, not The Enforcer. The
Queen Latifah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Why am I blanking on that now, too?
I mean, we're all blanking on it. So she plays Queen Latifah's daughter, and she's horrible as an actor. She's just horrible. It's not convincing. It's a whiny part. And so I thought it was just I gave her the benefit of the doubt. It was just the way the part was written. But I see her in this movie, and she's a whiny, like the same sort of character. And it's so distracting from the real story. Queen Latifah is the story, and the episodes as they build around the stories, that's what's important, not some whiny little kid. And I don't know, I found it distracting. But the movie itself, if you can get away from that, the movie Missing is a good take. Okay, so I've done my movie stuff. Now it's 48 after the hour. What does it take to make a good day? Why is it that you think it's important to have a good day? I get that question. I think everybody deserves a shot at a good day. Not every day is going to be good all through the day, but at least there is I want to have the attitude, not everything that I talk about is going to be good. Frankly, I know that. But I try to find things that we can talk about that will put a smile on your face or bring back a memory of something that's cool. I was looking at a book that's come out about Shirley Temple. All right, James.
Iconic.
James Collins is in our studio, the main studio in Dallas. You know who Shirley Temple?
That's the animal crackers in my soup, monkeys and rabbits. Right?
Look at you.
Do I know that right?
How did you know that?
I saw a bunch of commercials as a kid that was like the full Shirley Temple DVD collection, and it always showed up. Yeah. It constantly on late night cartoons constantly would loop. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, kid.
Thanks.
How many people are chuckling along with this? That may have made this last 65 seconds probably made any number of people's day. And that's good. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Shirley Temple made 43 films. Now, is that somebody's there? Part of what is in this this book, Iconic Things About Shirley Temple. She had 56 curls in her hairdo. All right, I don't know what difference that makes to anybody, but it is what it is. She received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1960. Shirley Temple was also the ambassador to England. Did you know that? She was involved. She was a big supporter of President Nixon, and he appointed her to a post to the United Nations. And also, I believe that she, if my memory serves me correctly, she was ambassador to someplace. I don't remember where it was. But at any rate, she had a wonderful life and a very interesting life. And certainly most everybody, no matter what your age, you ought to know who Shirley Temple is.
Yeah.
That's why I spent a couple of minutes talking about her here.
Well, a child actor who then goes on to become a diplomat. And there's always that cliche about child actors. And she broke the mold.
Yeah. No, she was, well, honestly, like Drew Barrymore was a child actress, and she had her problems, but it wasn't so much she was a child actress as her family allowed her to go down the road that she came from a famous acting family.
Dynasty, if you will.
Yeah, right.
Well, didn't Drew Barrymore say at one point that she was her mom's favorite drinking buddy or something, or am I thinking of another celebrity?
No, I think you're right. No, I do. I think you're right about that. Oh, no, maybe in Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli. Liza Minnelli. It was one of those two.
Yes, someone where it was at a very young age.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so we posted a picture of a Hearst with an insignia on the back of it and some of the comments on social media about the message that was in the picture on texting and, you know, what's going on. And, yeah, it's a chuckler, but yet it still is something that is more than food for thought. I was also thinking, I don't know, I'm putting this together. Just stay with me for a second. All right, Jay? Hold on. You'll figure out
holding
the thread here in a moment. Yes, holding on. So we also had a conversation about a young 12-year-old who set fire to an old mushroom farm. And why? What the heck that was all about. Okay, so I'm putting the two of these together because there's a new mushroom coffin that has been built. For those of you who want to die and be buried in the most sustainable way, the afterlife will be easier for you to grow in if you are put into a coffin that is made mostly of mushrooms. Here's what the coffin has, comes from mushrooms and hemp fiber, a special mold. And it was basically, I mean, what difference at this point, right? You should be, instead of putting people. Yeah, well, this is the biggest craze. This is, now, I remember I worked in a cemetery when I was a kid digging graves. It was a wonderful experience. It was a very gravelly ground, and we didn't have a backhoe. I just dug the holes every day. It was a different hole and a different side of the hill. And I remember thinking then, and I certainly have thought now, I would never get buried in a... My mother was buried in a coffin in a vault, and she sits resting on the side of a hill overlooking the Mass Turnpike down the street from here. And I think about this all the time, and I thought about it then. But why do we put people in a coffin, and then we stick them in the ground in a cement sort of like a cellar? In a sense, you're put in the cellar with a cement barrier all around you so that the ground will not collapse when the coffin rots and your body rots. All right? What are we doing that for? Why? What the heck is the point of that? Anyway, so back to mushroom coffins, kind of like wooden coffins. They rot in the ground. Your body becomes, what is the old expression, ashes to ashes and dust to dust?
Dust to dust.
That's what happens. That's why people get cremated and they throw their, you know, they cast their fate. That's what the song Cast Your Fate to the Wind is all about. Throw the ashes out into the, you know, maybe on the side of a hill, somewhere around the farm is probably where mine will get dispersed, out in the water or that kind of stuff. Maybe some people want to keep it. But anyway, the point is that these mushrooms, the biodegradable mushrooms, are being used to make coffins. And they stick them in the ground, and in a month and a half, they're gone, and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
I have told a story many times of what happens on my... I have a large compost pile on the farm. And whenever anything dies on the farm, a calf or a cow or something like that, instead of digging a hole and burying the cow, we put it on the compost pile, because that's the best use. Actually, it would be the best use of your body. If you could imagine, if you could get beyond thinking that you were going to be put in a compost pile, that's really the most efficient way of you being dispatched, your body being dispatched anyway, because it's going to be eaten up fast by the microbes and the worms and the yada yada. I remember my Uncle Sammy, who was my second father, he was the first person I ever knew who wanted to be cremated. And so I said to him one day, and I was just very young, I said, why do you want to be, the conversation going with somebody in the family died and they're having him cremated. And I said, why do you want to be cremated? He says, I don't want the worms digging into me after I'm dead. Which I thought was, you know, made a lot of sense then.
And maybe it does now, well, right?
And I think it also goes with family, I don't want to say family values, but family in general, because some people like to be able to go to a gravesite and visit people, where other people are like, that is, they're just not there anymore. That is an empty body. They are no longer there.
Yeah, there's no spirit there.
Yeah, and there are so many companies that do different things once you pass, where you can become a record that plays your favorite song. You can become a diamond or something like that.
Yeah.
Some people, I think they can become trees. Like, they plant them somewhere in kind of like the composting situation where,
exactly. Put the ash in the ground and stick a tree on top of it. Good fertilizer. Much as anything else. All right, so this company that's making this mushroom coffin is called Loop Biotech. The answer for those wanting to live the full circle of life, says the fellow who founded it, Bob Hendricks, who said he's created a T-shirt that reads, "I am compost." That's what the T-shirt reads. I am compost. And apparently mushrooms are good for recycling on the planet. So for those of you who think this is cool, you can spend $1,000 for one of these coffins and take it away. I'm betting that this is probably illegal most everywhere in America. But what's the difference whether you do this or whether you're in an urn and you're dust? Right? It's silly. It's the whole thing about death. There was an ad on, where was I, a couple of weeks ago, maybe one of the Los Angeles radio stations had an ad on it. Matter of fact, I think it might have been Jennifer's station, KRLA, had an ad for a discount funeral. This guy, for $39.95, what? I'm serious, the guy, the funeral director is on the air, for $39.95, we'll embalm you, we'll have the service, and we'll bury you. Call Fred's Discount Coffin and Funeral Home. That's, I guess.
Have BOGO deals.
Yeah. Right. Get one for you and one for your spouse. Right. That's it. The BOGO deal on cremation or on getting. That's great. I like that, Jay. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums.
How refreshing is this? 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, Jay Kirshner, and I with our friend Chuck Curry. We'll be moments time for Monday the 15th to get some box office totals, but in the first instance of our collaboration, we got the theme from Happy Days. Why would that be, Chucker?
This day in TV history, Doug, January 15th, 1974, Happy Days premieres on ABC. Runs for 10 years, from 1974 to 1984, total of 255 episodes. A big part of my childhood, without a doubt. You know, first year, Henry Winkler's Fonzie was not a prominent part of that show. He was sort of a background player that the fan base started to radiate to, and then they started to write his part bigger, and he became that character of Arthur Fonzarelli, one of the massive parts of America's pop culture of that decade. His bond and friendship, Fonzie, with the character of Richie, played by Ron Howard, was really incredible. I mean, their chemistry and the connection they had to the audience was incredible. I was a big fan. I loved that show.
Yeah, it was a good show. I enjoyed it. I think you're right about that.
Two others, because I'm lacking news here. This day in TV history, 1976, June 14th. The Bionic Woman with Lindsay Wagner premiered on ABC. It was a spinoff of The $6 Million Man. I love The $6 Million Man. This show I watched, but those shows were really popular. And also, This Day in TV History, 1977, Fantasy Island premieres on ABC. Ricardo Montalban, Hervé Villechaize as his sidekick, Tattoo. That was a real, you know, I was watching a clip that popped up on YouTube, Fantasy Island. That show was very, much darker than I realized. It had a dark tone, almost sinister, but it was very popular in its day.
Well, the remake of it was really sinister.
Yeah.
The remake of it was horrible, actually. So, all right, last night, the Critics' Choice Awards on the CW, they're dumb enough not to let the audio or video of the show be available. So there were some moments that I thought were great that I wanted to air this morning, but because the CW doesn't let you do that, I don't know. Who's the parent company of CW? Is that NBC? CBS has got to be one of the two of them.
I guess it's Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers, yeah. Well, they're changing their M.O. They have some good new shows on for sure. Anyway, so it's a week after the Golden Globes. Tonight is the primetime Emmy show. Some of the winners last night at Critics' Choice. Downey got it for his role in Oppenheimer. Emma Stone got it for Poor Things. The guy who produced Beef got it. Sarah Snook and Kieran Culkin got it for Succession,
right.
Barbie, got
Oppenheimer won Best Picture, right?
Yes, yeah, it did. Yep. I think one of the interesting stories is the Killers of the Flower Moon has been largely ignored to this point. Do you agree?
Well, here's what happens. I mean, obviously, certain films are going to be prominently nominated, but get left out in the cold because there's always an odds-on favorite, and that appears to be Oppenheimer. But it is interesting to see Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, and Leonardo DiCaprio sitting at a table not getting awards. Lily Gladstone won the Globe for Best Actress, I believe. Emma Stone won this one.
Was she really, or was that just one of those things that Hollywood feels like there's a minority, let's give it to her? Was she the best actress of all of them?
Well, it's all subjective, you know that. I think, politics always do play a part in these award ceremonies. But at the end of the day, all these awards are subjective, Doug. What I see is, you know, but there's always marketing campaigns and roads the industry goes down.
Giamatti won for The Holdovers. I thought that was the second week in a row that he's won.
Yeah.
I'll bet you he'll win that Oscar.
He's got a good chance.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's an interesting, really.
One other movie news story I got. David O. Russell, the director of Silver Linings Playbook, going to direct a biopic based on the life of Linda Ronstadt. Selena Gomez is going to play her. Here's an interesting footnote. David O. Russell's last film, Amsterdam, with Christian Bale and Margot Robbie, grossed $22 million worldwide. It lost the studio $100 million. That's a lot of money.
What was number one at the box office last weekend?
It was Mean Girls, $32 million. I'll talk more tomorrow because it's a four-day weekend. The Beekeeper with Jason
Statham
also done very well. I'm going to see that today.
Yeah, all right. Okay, me too. I'll see you next weekend in California. All right, thanks, Chuck. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You.
It's now 59 after here. A good day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.